Are y'all drinking beer?
Beer for Breakfast on Hot 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well, I'm
ready for you. Yes, sir.
That's right. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
And we are drinking amongst friends.
Thank God.
The original. Often imitated, never duplicated. 14 or 15 years running now. The original Beer for Breakfast on the radio, brought to you by Dave and Mahoney.
It is great to be with you, friends, on a Friday morning. And Mahoney, as you know, my favorite beers, just kind of as a rule, IPAs, and that's what we are featuring today.
Yes, Dave, and we have, you have been an IPA fan for almost as long as I have. You and I both love IPAs. And today, I'm excited to bring you a different style of IPA, not officially recognized by the like Beer Association of America or whatever it's called just yet, but this is what they are referring to as a cold IPA. So we have our normal like IPAs, then there's those West Coast IPAs, which we love so much, that are very piney, and then Audrey loves the either New England style or the hazy IPAs that are known for their very juicy characters, and this one is a cold IPA, and it has nothing to do with the actual, I mean, it is cold because we're drinking it,
as you do.
But that's not why we call it a cold IPA. The beer that we are drinking today is from our friends over there at Big Dogs Brewing. This one is called Chili Dog. Chili with a Y,
not an I,
so no like chili as in, you know, like cowboy style chili spices. This one has 6.5% alcohol by volume.
Really? It's interesting.
Six and a half, yeah.
Because it drinks, and we'll get to that in a second, but yeah, it just drinks real smooth.
Today being served from a 64-ounce growler. It was generously donated to us by our friends over there at Big Dogs, and it was poured 1 week ago today.
It does taste fresh as well.
It is very fresh. It was brewed and bottled, and it is very, very fresh in front of us. Proper glassware, serve it out of a pint glass. And the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's take a look at the Big Dogs Brewing Chili Dog.
It is blonde and clear and straight see-through.
It's like you. If there was Audrey in a beer form,
blonde, clear, and straight.
I am so translucent.
It does. It is a tad shade lighter than what you would normally expect from like your West Coast IPAs. Much clearer than the hazy IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a lot like a Pilsner or a lager. And
it does,
maybe there are some similarities to that for a reason.
Is so some foreshadowing?
But a good looking beer all the way around, I would say. It just looks clean. The next category in Beer for Breakfast on the Chili Dog cold IPA from Big Dogs is the smell. Let's take a big whiff.
While you're sniffing, I'm noticing no head.
Well, it's, there was head earlier. Mayor, it just dissipated life. Very, very quickly. This is not the DJ Khaled of beers.
Okay.
Very, very interesting on the smell. And tell me if you guys are getting this. This smells like Cool Ranch Doritos to me.
What?
Is this
you have COVID?
No.
You have COVID?
Are you not getting
cool
that at all?
Ranch Doritos.
No,
it smells like Cool Ranch. Maybe
I
don't know.
You got a dirty funky
maybe
glass.
I just haven't stuck my nose in a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos in a hot minute. But I mean,
I don't dislike it.
It's not a overpowering nose, but you still do get some of those traditional IPA scents. The hops are there, but they're not overpowering, and there's zero alcohol in the nose of this. What do you get, Audrey?
I just get beer.
Beer.
Like, I mean, it doesn't have any, like, I mean, to be honest, there's no scent profiles that are outstanding.
Jumping up.
Yeah.
That are overpowering.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's not muted, but it's a very clean
It smells
nose.
Like it looks.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like
it
it's not, there's not much visual to it and there's not much scent to
it. So let's move on to our favorite category here on Beer for Breakfast as we drink the Chili Dog cold IPA from Big Dogs and take a big drink right now and enjoy, friends. It's been a good week. It's good to drink with you. We made it through. We're employed still. They haven't fired us. Who would have thought?
If it's just my cup, why does my cup smell like Cool Ranch Doritos?
I washed that cup right before we came here. Just take a drink out of
Dave's coming over here. Are you going to let us smell? Oh,
gosh.
Take
a drink out of the growler.
No, Dave. It doesn't smell like Cool Ranch.
Let me smell your glass.
Smell your hands. Why Dave's making us all smell the
I mean, your hands smell like lotion. What were you doing this morning?
What were you doing? Are you eating some cool?
That's how I like to start my Friday morning. Don't judge.
Interesting. No, I don't smell Cool Ranch Doritos.
I do not smell.
No, you might have COVID. Stay over there.
No, if I had COVID, I couldn't smell Cool Ranch Doritos.
I mean, it makes your smell funky.
It's very cool. But Ranch Doritos, Mahoney,
this tastes almost not like what I was expecting because of the way it looks and the way it smells to me. Uh-huh. It has more flavor. Not like an abundance of flavor.
No, but it has more flavor than you would expect.
It's like one of those don't judge a book by its cover sort of thing.
I would agree by that. I think that's a great description of that. Dave, you are a more traditional IPA fan. What are your thoughts on this cold IPA?
This is a bathing suit IPA, which is hard to find. Like, this drink's easy. It's light.
Dude, this is...
It is such a good IPA. I'm going to go to the store right after we finish this and buy some, because this is the sort of beer that you put into a cooler and take out by the pool, out by the lake, whatever it is, right? It is the perfect beer for that sort of thing.
It has a lot of characteristics that are similar with a lager or a pilsner. I mean, it's got that really clean taste to it that I like, but there is a nice... like I said, there is a good flavor to it, but in a little bit of hops. Not a big hop bite, not your West Coast style hop bite, not big and piney, but it's nice and smooth and there and very balanced. I think you hit the nail on the head, Dave, when you said this is a bathing suit beer. This may be my, for summers, I usually like, the Goes style, or I like some of the sours that are out there just because they're more refreshing, they're crisp. Mm-hmm. And my biggest problem with macro lagers is that just there's not enough flavor. This has the right amount of flavor, but it's still very light on the palate, so it really kind of gives you a satisfying drink that makes you want to take another drink. So it's refreshing, it's not heavy. So, even though there's a lot of people out there like Audrey who do like those like New England style IPAs, I feel like those sit heavy and I can only drink one or two of those.
I like a lot of flavor.
This one does a nice job of, I feel like this is a perfect gateway
into
West Coast, mm-hmm, or into some bigger, bigger flavors.
I would just say IPAs in general. I feel like as a person who doesn't typically gravitate towards IPAs, I can drink this just like you said, Dave, at the cooler by the pool, a boat beer,
golf beer.
You're gonna have to be careful with this one though,
because it's a little strong.
At 6.5, it drinks like a lager. I mean, like
it does.
Yeah,
a sixer of sixers will have you turn.
If you have not had a cold IPA, I would not be shocked by that. But kind of think of it like if a West Coast and a Pilsner had a beautiful baby together, and it's kind of the best of both. So it's not an official style.
And we shall name him Cool Ranch.
Cold Ranch.
Cold Ranch Doritos.
The mouthfeel on this, it's light, it's crisp, it's refreshing. The overall drinkability on this, as Dave said and as we've reiterated, this is a essential summertime beer. So
get it
while I would say it's hot, but it's not because it's a cold IPA.
Man. Good.
I'm a fan.
Very good.
Take this one outside and get some vitamin D in your life. Okay. Oh, Mahoney's Beer Skills Ripsy, I give the Big Dog's Chili Dog 4.2 out of 5.